Actu Valais.
Local politics, municipal amenities, upgrades and updates. Silvers,
Les Ouches,
Chamonix,
Valenciennes. Weekly on Globule Radio, discover what's new and news in the valley. Deconfinement finally arrived, but brought with it the rain. Damp weather, however, last week did not put a dampener on the reprise of trail and alpine activities, which for the moment remain calm and privileged by locals. However, this past weekend, the reopening of the Aiguille du Midi and the Montanvert train could and did attract more people. Strict measures in place, such as wearing a mask in confined spaces, temperature checks, and the respective perimeter markings within the cabins, hoped to limit the risk of contagion. Strict rules also applied to open-air sports, measures explained in a 100-page guide published on the website of the Ministry of Sport, explaining a number of measures applicable to mountain sports. For example, you must respect the barrier measures of 1.5 meters between two hikers on foot. Groups of no more than 10 people will be tolerated. There is also a ban on long routes with relay climbing and bivouacs. While for cyclists and mountain bikers, you must respect 10 meters between each rider. The guides of the valley have also had the all clear to return to work. According to a press release from the prefecture of Haute-Savoie, they can take clients on glacier hikes, ski touring, via ferrata, canyoning, or even climbing, while respecting the same constraints as everybody else. In Sallanches, 19 patients are still hospitalized in the COVID-19 service. 81 patients had the chance to return home, according to the latest information from the Hospital du Pays de Mont Blanc. The hospital group implores you to wear your mask each time you leave your home. From May 18th, consultations will resume at Sallanches Hospital. You'll be required to take your temperature and fill in a medical questionnaire prior to each consultation. For maternity, the rules are softened for those accompanying pregnant women. Throughout the crisis, new mothers were left alone before and after delivery and during all consultations before baby arrived. Now, one person will be able to accompany them throughout the entire process. Lastly, after the evident return of consumerism, it's the turn of the valley's media libraries to resume cultural services. You can once again borrow books, CDs, and DVDs. The media libraries have set up a special system so that you can borrow without entering the buildings by choosing from the online catalogue before you visit. However, the list of cancelled events continue to grow. The Mont Blanc Marathon, scheduled for the end of June, has been axed. A final note in regards to the Community of Communes' new fine tender for €1 million sustainable mobility project in the Mont Blanc area, a project to invest new means of transport for locals and tourists, funded 85% by the European Union. Good luck for that tender, Community of Communes. And speaking of staying sustainable, make sure you wear your masks when you leave the house. You are required to wear your face masks, reusable, medical or otherwise, on public transport in Chamonix-Mont-Blanc. For more details, head to our website, globule.chamonix.radio. You can find all our bulletins in the podcast section. And you can even email Chamonix-Mont-Blanc itself on the following email address with finer detailed questions, coronavirus@chamonix.fr.